Hi, welcome back. Attorney Steve Vondran. Today we're talking in this podcast about BitTorrent litigation, specifically Strike 3 Holdings. We see Strike 3 Holdings filing their file sharing lawsuits in a lot of new states, and such as Ohio and Minnesota. They've always filed in states like Illinois and Pennsylvania, California, places like that, Florida. But we're seeing some new states opening up now. It looks like they're trying to break into new territory. Lisa, what are some of the other states that you are seeing now?
Ohio.
The
Carolinas.
North Carolina, South Carolina.
Michigan.
Yeah, that seems
Colorado.
New. Colorado.
And one more I saw the other day, Minnesota.
In Minnesota, yeah, I've already mentioned that. So they are out. They are trying to apparently, you know, get more and more of these cases done. They're making a lot of money, a lot of settlements. They're filing hundreds and hundreds of these cases. But this podcast is actually about what to do if you're well-to-do. If you make a couple $100,000 a year or more, and that summarizes a portion of my clients, but say you're making $200,000-$400,000 a year or more, you need to be careful. What you don't want to have happen, number one, you're probably not a hardship, okay? Hardship settlements, you can get a lower reduced settlement fee if you have a hardship. But if you're making several $100,000, you own a house, you have a couple $100,000 equity, you got 20, 30, 50 grand in the bank, you know, you need to take a heed of this information here, okay? If you're rich, you want to lawyer up quick. You want to get a copyright attorney like our firm, attorneysteve.com. You want to get us in quick. Why? Because there is a subpoena that is pending at your internet service provider. Once that subpoena comes out, Strike 3 Holdings law firm, let's say it's Banlow Law Firm, one of the big firms that handles these cases, once they get your name and address from the internet service provider, guess what? They know who you are. They can search you out. They can check you out on LinkedIn. They can check you out on Instagram. How, you know, do you have fancy cars? Do you go on a lot of cruises? So they can find out who you are. Now, you may say, well, you know, if I have 50 movies, you know, how much is that going to cost me? Well, if they find out you're rich versus not knowing if you're rich, your settlement's probably going to be lower if they don't know you're rich. So if you have good net worth, assets, home equity, things like that, when you get the subpoena notice from your ISP, it would make sense. If you want to do due diligence, great. Check out Steve Vondran reviews. We have over, you know, 115 reviews, a lot of people that have done the due diligence for you. But point of this podcast is don't wait around. Don't wait to get, say, your release date is December 1st. Don't wait around until November 25th to hire a torrent defense law firm. Get them early, because you're likely going to want to try to settle the case anonymously, meaning you don't have a hardship, you want to settle it anonymously, and your chances of getting a better settlement are if they don't know your name and address, the subpoena is never released, and they never find out your name. So they can never really ascertain if you're making, you know, $100,000 a year, $80,000 a year, or $700,000 a year. Okay, that's going to be a big difference in your settlement. So again, if you're wealthy, if you've got net assets, if you're well-to-do, financially secure, whatever you want to call it, as soon as you get that subpoena from your ISP regarding Strike 3 Holdings, it would make sense to lawyer up really quick and engage in the settlement process as soon as possible. Okay, so that's an insider trip from the BitTorrent litigation trenches with attorney Steve Vondran. Our firm is a clear leader handling these cases across the United States, and particularly California, where really there's no other game in town. Maybe there is, but not to our degree. But anyway, we've handled nearly 1,000 copyright infringement disputes. Unicort.com has identified us as the number one copyright infringement defense firm, 2020, 2021. We're still waiting for 2022, but I assume it's probably a three-peat. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. General legal information only, not legal advice. If you need help, find us on the web at attorneysteve.com. That's attorneysteve.com, the first name in legal services. Thanks, guys. Got to go. Feel free to share this on your social media networks. Have a great day.